Today, as we spend time with God, we're going to consider how to walk a guided path. And it really isn't all that complicated. It's not some mystical concept. It's all about, as we talked about last month, about gazing into God's Word. And not only finding the freedom that we talked about, but gazing into God's Word and finding direction. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy going out with walks from my family and nature settings, parks and such. And sometimes the places that we go are new to us. And I always want to pick up a map. It doesn't mean I always use it, but I always want to pick one up to get a feel for the lay of the land, to have an idea of where everything is, to kind of glance at it, study it a little bit, and then I typically fold it up and put it in my pocket. And off I go. And there are times I'll be in the middle of nowhere, wondering, where in the world am I? How do I get back to the truck? How do I find civilization again? And I'll pull out that map. And I'll look for the closest point of interest that I've passed. And I'll orient myself to my surroundings. And I'll set my course based on what that map says. Now, I could have pulled out the map to begin with and kept it out, and had known all along where I was and where I was going. And somehow the adventurous spirit in me has a tough time doing that when I'm out exploring. But how often in our walk with Christ do we gaze into God's Word, we find direction, and then we kind of close it up and go off exploring on our own? And then we discover that we're not quite sure where we're at. And it's at that point that people typically make one of two choices. They either decide that they're happy where they're at, even though they're not sure where it is, and they continue on a path of their own choosing, or they realize just how lost they are. And they open up God's instructions. They gaze more intently into it to discover how to get home. You see, the point of a guided path through God's Word is that we would be walking with Jesus closer and closer each day as we journey home. One of the first parts of walking a guided path is to realize that, well, that we're lost, that we need direction, that we need someone that will lead us and point the way. God says Jesus is the way. And so what better person to go to for direction than the one who not only knows the way, but is the way? And as we live and walk a guided path, we discover that following God's Word not only guides us closer and closer to Jesus, not only brings us more into fellowship with Him, but it equips us to guide others, to help give direction. Oh, not out of our wisdom, not out of who we are, but out of our relationship with Jesus. Sometimes it's difficult in a new place. As I cross paths with people and out on a trail somewhere, they'll say, how do I get to so-and-so? And there are times where I'm familiar enough, I can give pretty good directions. But more often than not, I have to either pull out a map or ask them if they have a map with them and show them the way. That's really the heart of discipleship. As we cross paths with people every day who are lost, who are wandering, who may not know exactly where they are in life, it's to pull out our map, to ask them if they have a Bible, and begin to show them the way. That's kind of what we read about with the Ethiopian eunuch who's in the middle of nowhere. And God provides a person to explain the scriptures, to show him the way. And as those scriptures are explained, and the Ethiopian eunuch says, wait a minute. If that's the way to follow God's word, if that's what needs done, stop this chariot now. Here's water. I need to be immersed into Christ. You see, as we walk a guided path, we are walking a path that directs us to God, but becomes a path that others can follow as well. Not that they're following us. Paul writes, he says, whatever you've seen in me, whatever good that I've done, as I follow Christ, follow me. And when we live and walk a guided path, we're able to say that to people. And it brings them into a closer relationship with Jesus because it's the path that we're on. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to consider what your path looks like. Yes, your physical path, the direction of your life in general, but even more importantly than that, your spiritual path, your walk with God. How is that journey going? Do you generally feel closer to God every day? And I know every one of us, I assume so, maybe I'm the odd duck out, but we all have times where we've just go through something in life that sets us back. That we don't feel closer to God than we did yesterday. I'm not sure that's unusual. There's times in my life when I go through those seasons that I really hope and pray that it's not unusual, that I'm just like everybody else. But even in those times where we feel more distant, we still have God's word to guide us in the way we ought to go. I love the scripture that says that whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you whispering, saying, this is the way. Walk in it. The voice of God, the voice of His Spirit, the voice of His word. Keeping us on a guided path, keeping us on the right path. When I wrote this devotional journal 5 years ago now, That was kind of the heart behind it. What does it look like? What elements are a part of walking a path in Christ? How is it possible? How can I help others do that? How can I remind myself of what that path looks like? And so for the rest of this month, and I think a little into September, it's September. I mean, August, and September's next. Distracted easily. We'll be looking at these various ways to walk our daily path in Christ. And part of the foundation of that is to walk this guided path that follows God's Word. And we're able to do that when we commit to spending time in God's Word on a regular basis. There are parks that I've been to so often. I've studied the map so well that I know where I'm at, anywhere in the park, anywhere on that trail. I can not only tell you where I'm at on the trail, but I can give you a pretty good idea of how far I've come and how far I've yet to go. And as we become familiar with God's Word, as we hide it in our hearts, we know this is the path. Walk on it. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that leads us and guides us and gives us direction. Even in those times where we'd rather not have any direction, you're there, waiting for us to call out, to admit we're lost, to turn to you and say, which way? And so, Father, help us to continually gaze into your Word, to find direction, to find guidance, to know the way we ought to go. Father, may we not neglect the roadmap of life that you've given us through Scripture. When we turn to you, may we keep it handy, refer to it often, study it and gaze into it intently, rather than just stashing it away and only pulling it out in emergency situations. Father, may we learn that walking a path that's guided by you will help us avoid some of those emergency situations. Father, may our walk with you be filled with joy. May we praise you for guiding us in good paths. And even when our path takes us through the valley of the shadow of death, through places we'd rather not be, may we find comfort and peace and courage knowing that you continue to guide us, that you don't leave us to walk through those times alone, that you provide direction, not always around it, but sometimes through it, so that we can grow and that we can benefit others. Oh God, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes and our communities. I pray that the guidance we give them would be based on your Word, that we would help them to walk a guided path that's not so much guided by us as it is guided by you. May you give us wisdom to understand how you've created the children in our homes, the children around us to be your servants, uniquely created for purposes that are likely different than ours. And as we understand that, may the guidance that we give them always direct them into your paths. May we rejoice with them when they follow you Father, as we live life, may we be so equipped with your word that we're able to help guide others through it. That we can show them through your word the path that they ought to be on. And as we help them discover even more specific paths for their life, that they would know and understand the general path of life that walks with Jesus. Oh, Father, today, may our path be guided in ways that are, as we talked about yesterday, that are pure and right and good and just. May we find the guidance on those paths and in those paths and through those paths in Jesus. Oh, Father, today I pray that our path would lead us not only closer and closer to Jesus, but our path would help others to see Jesus more clearly. That we would lift him up in everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we post and share on social media. May Jesus be seen in the midst of all of it. And may we listen and follow and understand that still small voice that says, "This is the way. Walk in it." May Jesus be glorified. May we lift him up that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.